This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can join us here and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And to some of our newer viewers, just so you know, when you call talk radio shows, there's usually a screening process where somebody asks you what your name is and where you're calling from. And on some talk shows, there's more of an involved screening of, like, what exactly you want to talk about. I don't care about that. All I want to know is what your name is, where you're calling from, and... Yeah, you can give me one word. What your topic is?
And for the folks listening on Twitch, if you
I was talking
to,
about the new viewers on Twitch and yeah, DLive, yeah.
If you want to crank us, that's okay. Like, it's all right. You could just say, "I want to crank you, a-holes," and then that's fine. We'll explain to you how cussing on the air works, and this is really important, young gentlemen. And I know. But almost exclusively, it's young gentlemen. So
we did have one female cranker.
Right, but she stayed within the bounds of decency.
Right.
Okay, so let me explain to you how a dump box works. And I know you're not paying attention to me right now, but I swear this is going to be somewhat important information to you. If we push the dump button, our radio show travels back in time. Between 3.5 to 7 seconds, depending on how we push the button. And the word you said about African Americans, or the word you said that, about copulation, or, whatever you're claiming to have done with Ian's relatives, none of that gets on the air. So crank all you want. Be funny. Don't cuss.
Yeah, and wait until you get put on the air, because if you do it while I'm screening the call, it's a total waste of your time.
Somebody cranked you on the screening process?
Yeah, they said I need to go to the gym and then hung up.
What did you do? You tell them, hey, is that where your mom lives?
That's a good response, but they were already gone, and I hadn't thought of that anyway. But anyway, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Gym, probably not a bad idea, but I got other things that are more interesting and important to me.
There's many ways to stay healthy.
That's what I... do. I don't claim to be healthy.
Okay.
But here I am. We continue here. I feel good. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. We got Ed in Michigan on the line with us listening to WZTK. Hello, Ed.
Hey, guys. I just found you guys on here. I love this.
Welcome, sir.
So, the death penalty.
Tell me if you're actually talking directly in your phone, because you sound a little muffled.
Oh, okay. Maybe this is a little better, right? Everybody complains how I talk on my phone, so... You guys aren't new. So the first law we passed in Michigan after we become a state was we abolished the death penalty because an innocent, citizen of Michigan was put to death in Canada only to find out later he didn't commit the crime. Mm. But I'm for the death penalty, and we have better technology today than we've ever had. But you can't get it wrong. You cannot get it wrong. I'm a believer that hate it.
We're releasing people from death row still all the time, right?
True. I'm saying is as a society, you can't make the mistake of killing an innocent person. If you've got factual evidence that puts the people at the crime, doing the crime, committing the crime, I don't believe...
Hold on. When you say actual evidence...
He's saying it's unacceptable, is what he's trying to say. When he says you can't, he's trying to say it is unacceptable to execute an innocent person. And then he's saying that we have to create a threshold where we only execute guilty people, which is a, as they say in law, that when the legal system's run by angels, then we'll be able to do that. There's still a chance of finding things of somebody being an innocent person being executed, right?
There is. Absolutely, because it does happen all the time in the states that do it. But, when I got videos of guys going in a store shooting somebody, that's kind of hard to dispute.
Well, it's actually getting easier to dispute. Yep. Ed, I would like to point you to technology online that is within the grasp of basically the average programmer now. So, you know, a lot of people can do this.
The deep fake video.
Right, called deep fakes. If you go online and look up deep fakes, you will be amazed by what the, you know, some kid who knows how to program with his, you know, mom's computer in his basement is able to cook up in a matter of hours as far as completely falsifying video evidence. So actually, we're in a time frame right now where anything that's on video has a big question mark right over top of it because there's no way to know for sure that it's real.
I guess you just blew my theory then.
Yeah, sorry about that. So let's abolish the death penalty. Thanks for the call, Ed. I appreciate it. I mean, that's one of the things we commented on recently, these deepfakes. You don't know what's real anymore. Not only can they fake video, they've been able to fake audio pretty well for quite a while. That's way easier than video. But they've got video, and they've got it down, and it looks very persuasive at this early stage in this process. I mean, this is like deepfakes generation one we're talking about.
They're really good really early on.
So one of the few trials that we have in the United States is the felony murder trial. And the reason we have it is because prosecutors can't get anybody to plead to the death penalty, right? I mean, almost nobody will say, take me to the death chamber. And so the prosecutors want the big show trial and they want all this stuff. It seems unlikely to me that prosecutors would fabricate evidence a la the deep fakes, as you're referring to. But that doesn't mean that it's beyond a reasonable doubt. I don't know.
You know, they've fabricated evidence against plenty of people, or at the very least, hidden exculpatory evidence against
many
a
prosecutors
variety of
have,
people.
Have hidden exculpatory evidence. Absolutely true.
And that's evidence that would get them off of the charges, just so people don't, in case people don't know what exculpatory evidence is.
Right.
That is.
I guess I don't.
Because they're more than happy to send an innocent person behind bars if it helps their political career.
Agreed. But usually when they're willing to withhold it, I don't know. I guess it's very difficult for me to accept the notion that an adult would send an innocent person to prison when, you know, just because it's the easiest thing to do.
And yet it happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
It's just so hard for me to
imagine. How about Ross Ulbricht?
Well, I think that with Ross Ulbricht, these people thought they were doing the right thing.
They always think they're doing the right thing. They may think that
a prosecutor that's withholding exculpatory evidence, how could they think they're doing the right thing?
Maybe they think this person's a bad guy anyway, and he deserves to go to jail. Maybe he committed some other crime. Who knows what goes through their
minds? Who knows?
Through
maybe
their
he's
minds.
A closet racist and the person they're prosecuting is African American.
Or they're just evil people who really don't care the damage that they do to people in order to, maybe they're psychopaths.
Not even
right?
a prosecutor, right? Because there was, cops falsify evidence. There was a court case a little while ago where the lab attendant was falsifying the lab results so that the prosecutor's office had positive results.
They got
for
convictions.
Drugs. They got thousands of convictions. Yeah.
Yeah, it's bizarre, but these things do happen. I must say, I worked with law enforcement for many years, and I did speak to them about planting fake evidence. Mm-hmm. And the one guy that I can remember having a conversation with, he's like, yes, I've done it, but I never did it to anybody that I actually thought was innocent.
Yeah, so there you go. That's the mindset of believing he was right.
His theory was that this guy was
violating the law, violating his own set of rules. You know, one of the cardinal sins of law enforcement is, you know, manufacturing evidence to put the wrong guy away.
Or the white guy for the wrong reason.
In his case, he did not believe he was putting the wrong guy away. He believed he was putting the right guy away.
Right. He had a hunch.
He had a hunch, yes.
Or maybe he'd seen something happen, but he didn't have the evidence on that particular thing. Who knows? But either way, it's not something that's supposed to happen, and it's not okay.
People take shortcuts.
Yeah, well, and that's unfortunate when we're talking about people's lives.
Especially when you're talking about capital punishment.
Right.
With capital shortcut.
Right. With capital punishment, it seems like a much bigger deal. Sure.
So we have more of your calls and thoughts. They are certainly welcome. It doesn't have to be about capital punishment, but that's the topic du jour at the moment where New Hampshire, maybe the next state, the 21st state perhaps, to abolish the death penalty. And we can tell you more about that story as well. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You just jump into one of those. We'll see you there. And then we will get you on the air with us, where you can talk about what you want on the radio. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge Wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in lines, which are unusually full at the moment.
All four of them.
All four of those lines are full over at discord.lrn.fm. I'm sure it's going to be a fun night here tonight on Free Talk Live. I think we might
be on DLive, pal.
I think we might be. I actually think they're coming from Twitch, Mark. From my experience so far, the DLive callers have actually had some pretty intelligent things to say overall. I don't recall specifically finding a really bad crank call on DLive, but maybe we just got lucky. I don't know. Anyway, since you bring it up, we are on these video streaming platforms now, and that does bring Free Talk Live to a different audience than we would normally encounter on, say, news talk radio stations, where the audience is probably over the age of 45, if not 65, in a lot of cases.
Yeah, AM stations tend to be 65
plus. We got a bunch of FM translators now, though, so there is definitely a younger audience to our radio audience, but not as young as the people who are watching video game streaming platforms like Twitch.
Generation.
Yeah. Or
the internet generation doesn't know what a radio or the Federal Communications Commission is.
No, they really don't. And that's great. Good for them. You know?
Who cares?
It's fine. Well,
it's antiquated.
We have to care because we still do a radio show.
It's what's really important to note here is that you can't say certain words.
That's right. And we have to give them instructions.
That little potty mouth that you learned on the playground, gentlemen.
Right. And these guys are used to saying whatever they want on, like, you know, they're shooting.
Xbox Live.
They're doing headshots or whatever.
Pwned, right? Noob!
They're saying way worse things than that over these, these voice chat platforms.
Talking about each other's mothers.
Which is actually what Discord was designed to do. We're on Discord. We got discord.lrn.fm. That's our chat server. But the reason why Discord was made was to give people playing video games a way to have a pretty instantaneous audio channel open between the people in a certain game, basically. So if the game itself doesn't support audio like built into the game, you use Discord, and you can kind of meet up with your buddies on your Discord server, because anybody can spin one up, and then they just, you know, talk about whatever game they're playing while they're playing it. So,
and you get so easily offended off the internet.
So we will go to the phone calls. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Here it is, Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about capital punishment, the death penalty, possibly New Hampshire may be repealing it. It's looking pretty promising. But let's go back to your calls and thoughts. We have Ray in Virginia listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, guys. It's rain, like the rain that falls down out of the sky.
Oh, hi there, Rain. You're on the air.
Okay. I'm sort of an anomaly. I'm a conservative transsexual.
Okay. All right.
I am against the death penalty, but I'm against the death penalty on more of an intellectual basis than I am on the fact that someone has done a crime or, you know, that we need a society to punish them. I'm against the death penalty because whether or not we are a spirit, once we cross over into the next plane of existence, or whether or not we're a simple tachyon looking to rejoin the Creator, this life is not ours to take from someone, even though that person has taken another life. And if you don't give them the opportunity to spend their life, to think about what they've done, to be the person that they should be, because no matter where you are, you're exactly where you're supposed to be right this second. That these people do not get the opportunity to become citizens of whatever next plane of existence that we move to. If you believe in that sort of thing, I'm not saying you have to.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying is that most of us do. Most of us don't believe that once our life is ended here, that we're just dead. But at least I hope we don't, because that doesn't give us anything to really look forward to.
I think that we can all probably agree. But I'm sorry about that. But I think we can all probably agree that the human Homo sapiens as a species tend to be, you know, sort of believe in some kind of God. They're theists. They believe in some kind of supernatural aspect. We certainly don't agree on what it is, but they agree on something. So
not by any stretch of the imagination do we agree on what it is, but do you not believe that we are more than the sum of our parts?
As far as I'm concerned,
I tend to agree with
there is
that,
a mystery out there, and I wouldn't propose to try to explain that mystery other than I'll explain to people how I view the mystery, but I will not tell them how they have to view the mystery.
Exactly. But also within that framework, if we take away that person's ability to finish out this existence here, then they don't learn nothing.
Ray, good call. I can't say I disagree with that viewpoint. Thank you for the call. Because certainly people can change, even when on the inside of a prison cell. Though in a lot of cases, I don't think, and I don't want to speak for you guys, but I think generally on Free Talk Live, we think that people shouldn't be inside of prison cells unless they absolutely need to be to, you know, protect other people.
Yeah, a danger to the community around them.
Right. Otherwise, you know, if it's some other crime that doesn't have much of a victim, or even if it does have a victim, as long as the person's willing to pay restitution and work to make that person, the victim, whole or the victim's family whole, maybe they don't need to be locked up forever inside a cell. But even those who have gone to jail or prison for violent crimes do not necessarily continue on a life of crime after they get out. And there's a lot of evidence for this. Mark, you're one example of somebody who's become a successful person and a family man and all that after spending some time in prison. I remember reading while I was in jail a People magazine article about a guy who shot somebody at a party when he was a teenager, spent however many years in prison for, you know, manslaughter or whatever degree murder that charge was, then ended up actually living with the mother of the person who he killed. Because,
romantically?
No.
Okay.
Just as friends, because she forgave him.
I think I read that article.
It was an amazing story about forgiveness and the power of forgiveness.
I think that is amazing. I wouldn't propose to anyone that they forgive for any reason other than to make their life better.
That's the reason to forgive.
Yeah, that's a good reason. And this woman apparently really, really got it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's hard. I wouldn't suggest that. I really am the poster child for prison, sadly. Like, I wouldn't want to be the advocate for the system we have in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that taking bad people, putting them in with other bad people, treating them badly, making them feel as bad as possible, and then letting them out and expecting them to be good is a really particularly good system. But it's hard to argue that it didn't work on me. I went in as a bad kid. I may not have done exactly what they said I did, but I certainly did some bad things. And I came out. And life's been pretty good to me so far.
There's something to be said about the recidivism rate as well, right? Like you said, bad goes in, you put them with more bad people, they learn new skills, they come out.
Recidivism rate for adults incarcerated in the United States is significantly higher than it is in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder why that is.
Because Europeans have taken a different prison model where they don't put people in horrifying places. They're
really
more like dormitories you can't leave.
We got more on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which normally you can get right into, but right now they're loaded up. So we'll get to those calls as well. Of course, your calls and thoughts about anything go here on Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. And again, that toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 200 people died in 8 individual bombings of churches and hotels in Sri Lanka. Many of the people killed were tourists. Some were American. The BBC's
Regini Vaitanathan.
The government believes most of the blasts were carried out by suicide bombers. The Prime Minister's admitted officials had some prior knowledge of the attacks, but that ministers weren't told. Three police officers were killed as security forces raided a house in Colombo today. No group has admitted carrying out the attack. Several people have been arrested. The country's prime minister has described today's atrocities as cowardly.
Police in Sri Lanka released a statement saying a total of 13 people have been arrested. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Just dial on in here toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms there available to you normally over at discord.lrn.fm. They're loaded up with calls right now. Again, discord.lrn.fm. That's our chat server. That's where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, basically, at all hours of the day or the night. There's people in there because it's, you know, global server, people in different parts of the world, different time zones, hanging out, talking to one another, and it's free. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
As we continue, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number again, 855-450-FREE. We go to the phones and to Daryl in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Daryl.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm new to your show. I'm enjoying it. Four quick topics, if I can just. They're
desperate. Oh, my God. Pick one.
Let me just run them back. Here, it's easy. This business of felons and the right to vote because they paid their dues, they didn't pay any dues. You pay the money back, the $30,000 it costs to house you per year, then you can vote. I think that's insane. This Clinton, the obstruction.
Well, it's more than $30,000 a year if you amortize
exactly.
It out, especially in certain states. But I would say this,
agreed.
If you hold somebody against their will, you can't really charge them for the rate. Before you go on, you made a point. I'd like to counter it. We fought a revolutionary war against taxation without representation. So if you're going to tax me, you should let me vote.
Well, they didn't pay taxes for 4 years in jail, but okay.
You're talking about me. I spent 8.5 years in prison. I paid plenty of taxes since I've gotten out. and I didn't vote while I was in prison, but I should be able to vote when I get out, right?
Okay. All right.
Did you pay all that money back to house you?
I'm not going to pay all that money back. I'm not interested in it. But there's only three states at this point that disallow it. The only reason that you don't want felons to vote is because they're going to vote Democrat. That's really the reason.
I don't care how they vote. I
really?
Care less how they vote. I'm paying taxes to put them in jail. That's what bothers me.
Well, start doing that.
Let me ask
you shouldn't it bother
Most
you?
Most of them are nonviolent people. They have no. There's no.
I don't care what. I don't care what their crime was. I'm paying for them to put them up in jail.
Well, wouldn't you want to
advocate for not doing that?
Right. Wouldn't you want to see fewer people put behind bars since it costs so much money?
Yeah, they shouldn't have committed the crime.
No.
You shouldn't be paying for them to sit behind bars.
Look, if there's a crime committed against a victim, then fine. Let's have that person who's a victim restituted.
Good luck collecting. Okay. All right. Well, good luck collecting the money. Obstruction of justice.
Aren't you sitting here arguing that somebody ought to pay?
I'd be willing to bet $100 you committed a felony today.
Can I just go to the next subject real quick?
No, you can.
It's really important. Here in America, there are so many laws that you don't even know exist.
It's a punishment that doesn't cost the public anything.
You don't get
to vote because you're not a good citizen. Sorry.
Wait a second. What evidence do you have I'm not a good citizen? Like, I'm 48 years old. I committed a felony when I was 17.
Well, you're old enough to drive. I think you know better. I don't know what happened, but you were 17 years old.
See, Mark, your life should be ruined for the rest of your life because you made a mistake when you were 17.
No, he just doesn't get to vote. It's a punishment that doesn't cost the taxpayer. That's all I'm saying.
But is that an effective punishment for anything? Nobody's going to choose to commit a crime or not choose to commit a crime because they might have their vote taken away from them.
That's
a pointless punishment.
I think it's a punishment that doesn't cost anything.
I got to admit, I'm curious to hear what a second topic is.
All right, hold on. I've got one more point to make. There are only two choices when you vote. Which one's the bad choice, right? Like you said, it's not about who they vote for, but when there are only two choices, basically, when you vote, what difference does it make whether I vote or not anyway? Because I'm either going to vote for the good guy or the bad guy, and there are lots of people who didn't commit crimes that are voting for the bad guy.
Who says there's only two?
There's basically two.
There's how many people
in
run
a typical
for local,
election?
The local. There's local, state elections where there's multiple people.
Yeah.
Sometimes
most
there's
people
only one.
Don't choices. Know who's running anyway, so they're just checking. They're just Christmas tree.
Well, here's the whole point. The point of the matter is a lot of people get out early, including guys that were sentenced to life for murder.
Yeah.
And they get out early. I'm just saying, we the public paid for you to be in prison. Three hots and a cot, this is part of your punishment.
There are three states in the union that disallow felons from voting, I believe. And that means 47 that allow them to vote. So where is this apocalypse of zombie morons that is somehow existing in these 47 states?
I don't understand why this is a huge deal.
You're the one who called about it.
It's a huge deal. You brought it up.
Well, it's just one topic. You guys are beating me to death over one topic. The obstruction
I don't want anyone
thing,
to vote.
Right, you're wrong on this one. Let's see how you do on the next one.
I want to hear the next one.
The obstruction claim against Trump. How come we never get we get 1 inch and a mile wide description of a topic? In 2001, when Clinton was up on impeachment for perjury and obstruction, 48 Democrats, 47 Democrats in the Senate voted roughly 100-0, no obstruction, no perjury. It was 96 or 98 to nothing. Now, tables have turned. Well, this guy's got to be guilty of obstruction. Clinton wouldn't have. It's a hypocrisy. What bothers me is the hypocrisy in politicians.
Yeah. Congratulations.
What
bothers me is the media will not cover that part of the subject.
Media.
I think the media is butthurt about Trump. I think that Trump is actually a danger to media generally, but I think that, you know, the media is out after him at this point, and I would agree with you that beating this drum over obstruction of justice is pointless.
Well, wouldn't you say the media was also out to get Bill Clinton at that time? I mean, that was a real salacious story.
I don't disagree with that. My problem with the media nationally, whether it's print or television, whatever, we don't get the full, let's get a little context here.
Well, have you read the entire Mueller report?
Good Lord. I mean,
I'm not reading the whole. Nobody. Listen, what am I going to read?
But if you want context, the report is out.
Do you think Russia interferes in every election and the United States tries to interfere in everybody's election?
I honestly don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I said I don't care if Russia buys advertisements or, you know, advocates for one candidate or another.
Well, I would like to know what interferes means, because the terminology of interferes.
And what does collusion mean anyway?
I don't know. Right.
Well,
I'm putting him on hold. He keeps talking.
Collusion in this circumstance means that somehow Trump got together with the leaders of Russia or something, the political leaders of Russia, in order to throw the election or whatever.
Two entities conspired.
I think that looks really bad if he did it. However, the Mueller report apparently exonerates him. So whatever. I think that at this point, basically, Russia has become Democrat for Benghazi. It's just this partisan crap that makes people look silly by continuing to bring up. It's over. Just realize, you know, when your team loses the game, you don't go in the bathroom and beat up the other guy in the bathroom stall because he's wearing the wrong jersey. It's over.
Daryl, thank you for the call tonight. You're welcome to call any other time with your other two topics, because we do have other people who would like to get on the air. We're going to get to them. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, although I thought Rich Paul's story was interesting about his experience trying to buy a political ad now on Facebook because of all these new rules that Facebook has put into play on political ad, because they had to do something, right? Well, Rich Paul wanted to buy some ads to promote the 420 celebration, the civil disobedience thing that we did at State House yesterday. He wanted to pay Facebook to promote that event on Facebook, which is what you do on Facebook now if you want people to see things.
The
is you
only
pay
way
them.
To get them to see things.
Right. You pay them. So Rich was willing to pay them, but in order to be able to have Facebook consider the advertisement in the first place, he had to jump through a bunch of hoops, including Facebook mailing him a physical letter.
Wow.
In the postal mail, with probably like a code or something like that on it. I'm not sure what the letter's contents were, but something to verify that you're a person with a mailing address. Okay? Mailed the letter. He got the letter. He went through whatever steps he had to do to do this, right?
Okay.
This is a multi-day long process, right? I mean, the mail doesn't come right away, so it took this long for him to get. So he finally does all that, and then he submits his advertisement for the 420, denied. You can't advertise a 420 celebration on Facebook, apparently. So thanks, Facebook. Thanks, you know, for putting all these new rules in front of the advertising process. So he jumped through all their hoops, and then they still didn't want to take his money to promote a simple gathering of 420 people, which isn't, you know, I mean, yeah, it's not legal to smoke pot in New Hampshire.
That's no claim that a 420 event is going to have a pot smoked at it. It is simply...
It's just a gathering. It's a political gathering.
More likely than not, though.
Right. Well, it's a protest that is guaranteed by the Constitution.
Right, here. And this is what Facebook denied. They will not accept, you know, advertising to support something that's guaranteed right by the U.S. Constitution. That's how bad it is.
I guess they don't have to.
No, they don't. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Do you think the lack of advertisement impacted the turnout?
Actually, we're supposed to be in the middle of our break right now. I did not notice that. And unfortunately, I think our board op might have not been also paying attention. So we're just going to continue.
Turn up the ads.
We're going to continue vamping here because we may be on the air at this time on broadcast radio if they forgot to turn us down and turn the ads up. But the podcast listeners will not be able to hear this. Whatever it is that we say now may only be heard by people on broadcast radio.
Radio listeners, now is the time to go to amp.freetalklive.com.
That's good advice.
Make sure that you can amp the program so those podcasters, they always take credit for getting the show on the
air. For everyday use, order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm with you tonight. You've got Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
And yes, we do have video streaming platforms on which you can find our video feeds. We're still on YouTube. We're also on Twitch over at twitch.lrn.fm. And the newest platform is DLive, which is another purportedly decentralized video streaming platform, although there's some pretty big question marks around it right now. But it's good to be there because we're still kind of early on the whole DLive thing, so we might get some extra viewers that way. So it's just a way to get more people to experience this show and therefore hear the ideas of freedom, maybe for the first time ever. So you can go and watch us on DLive over at dlive.lrn.fm. And be sure you follow us there. We've got over 300 followers already in just less than two weeks at this point. The Twitch channel, we've got about 800 followers, so we've been there for more than a year.
Yeah, whatever so. P-Day was a couple of weeks ago.
P-Day?
PewDiePie Day?
Oh,
PewDiePie Day Zero. That's when we moved over.
No, actually, we were there a few days before PewDiePie started his stream. Yeah, okay. We got the word that he was coming, so we beat him to the punch.
Are we eligible for the main page of DLive now?
We've been on the main page of DLive. It's not hard to get there because there's not that many channels there yet. Unlike Twitch, where there literally are millions of broadcasters.
I thought there was some mature content issue with the...
We got unmatured, so we got taken out of the mature dungeon last week, so we've been good since basically like Monday or Tuesday. So check it out at dlive.lrn.fm. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, you can bring up what you want. It's Dr. Robert. He's in Atlanta. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, actually, it's Martin, but it's all good.
Hey, wow, they screwed that one up. Sorry, Martin.
Yeah, no problem. It was probably my fault. Your guy.
Are you actually in Atlanta?
Actually in Atlanta. I actually stream, depending on where I am. I'll be in different markets and hear that you guys on the radio, or I'll look it up, and it's just, you know, I stream it across. It's a little bit of a delay, but, you know, I've had that off for a while. Love your show.
Thanks.
You know, we agree probably 50% of the time. But
yeah, impressive.
So I really, I want to talk about the capital punishment a bit. But before I go, I want to talk about the Robert Kraft thing, which I think was a total fraud. And I'd love for you guys to do a whole
Robert
show on
Kraft. That's the owner of the Patriots who got busted for alleged prostitution, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
So I'll jump to that in a minute, but. You know, I was talking, and I know some people that have done time, and, I've been charged with things, gotten most of those things dropped, and, you know, the charges still remain. The charges mm-hmm. become a conviction if I try to go out and do anything where a background is required. The charge itself is a conviction, and I think there should be certainly ways that that expires off with time and good behavior.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there.
And if you get caught for something else, too.
Yeah, one of the conversations that I recently had was believe it or not, it was a humorous conversation, if you could have that, about the death penalty. But we were talking about the opioid addiction and all how the seizures of heroin and all that kind of. And one of my buddies went, you know what? That may be the answer to a lot of things, which is you take, you know, they've had conflicts about the chemicals that were used for death penalty. And they absolutely know the dosages of heroin that could kill a horse. So, you know, for some people, you know, one of the questions that came up at the bar was for people that had done time, there were some people that had family that were in for life and that kind of thing, was what if you raised the question to the guys and said, look, we'll give you a happy ride out, your happy ending, kind of like the Robert Kraft thing, but we'll give you a happy ending, but you raise your hand and say, hey, I'll go out the heroin way. We'll inject you, you go out, and it's a smooth way to go. And as a libertarian, basically give a person the choice of saying, hey, I can spend the rest of my life in this 4x10 cell with these guys that are beating me up and raping me every day, or I can take this road out. That was one option, and it became actually an interesting discussion between finding out who was really libertarian and who wasn't.
So you're saying offer lifers a death sentence?
Offer them the opportunity to check out. And, you know, if they want to take an injection, they can do that. But also the death penalty guys. If you don't want to go to the electric chair, which is extremely painful, people that have survived, it just cooks you. It is like being cooked in a microwave, but it's electricity. It basically bursts your heart and fries your brain. And one of the guys that was calling in earlier, he misused the term, it's cruel and unusual, not cruel or. So it has to be, meet both qualifiers. It has to be cruel and it has to be unusual. If it's cruel, that does not disqualify from the legal sense. So, so the heroin thing would probably never pass because it's not cruel, but it is unusual, right? In one sense, and people would say,
well, it's not unusual. Lots of people are dying from heroin in the United States.
Yeah, that's true.
But not by the police.
No.
But
yeah,
anyway,
I do like the idea of the heroin romper room for convicts generally. Like, just, yeah, we've got all the needles and heroin you'd like in this particular room, but nobody's doing any jump starting in here, right? Like, the AED machine is broken, and we just don't keep it here. Yeah. And, you check out, you check out.
Exactly. So the Robert Kraft thing, here's the thing that bothered me about that from a police and enforcement side. And I used to have some engagement with the FBI.
Are you a former cop or something?
I am not, but I was tied in. I worked with a lot of their field offices and that kind of thing. And was engaged in a situation where I had to report an FBI agent that was doing some things. And I had this guy pull me aside, and he goes, look, we have two kinds of attorneys inside the FBI. We have the by-the-book guys, and the by-the-book guy says you have to have some premise before you engage, and you know there has to be something that the person has done before you move to the other steps. And he said the second type is called the can-do attorney, and that is when you're trying to figure out what you're trying to accomplish, you can, that they will help you figure out what you can do. And the time that I was involved was just after Mueller had become director and Comey was assistant director. I was in a meeting with Mueller and one meeting with Comey. You know, I didn't know him that well, but it was during that time that things kind of shifted to the can-do kind of approaches. But one of the things that really bothered me about the Robert Kraft thing was they talked about putting video cameras into these spas or this spa because they thought human trafficking was going on. Well, it turned out there was no human trafficking in the first place. But second, let's say that you put 100 cameras into any environment. How would you ever prove human trafficking with a camera? You can kill people coming in.
Somebody comes in and picks up the girl and puts their hand over their mouth, I guess. I don't know. Something.
No, there's that would be perhaps abuse. You could prove abuse, but you could not prove human trafficking.
Right.
So you open up the back of the truck and you haul out 15 girls.
That doesn't prove human trafficking.
Could be a church trip.
Is,
who knows?
Well, not if you unload them from like the back of a semi. I don't know any church trips that load people up in the back.
So here's the discussion. So I said, what if somebody thought something was happening bad in a medical facility, say an OBGYN environment, and your wife, your daughter was being videoed because some other person was suspected of doing something. Think of the guys, the gals that may have gone into this environment that were videotaped. They had no culpability in anything that was going on.
Right, but right? Now the cops have records of their whatever it is that
not
they
were
records,
doing. Not just records, they have pictures of them nude. Those right. Police officers got to see other people naked. Whatever they're doing in there, good, bad, and I would personally suggest that whatever they did in there is their own business, and I would be perfectly happy as a libertarian to say, you know, legalize it all, you know, just like I would for 20 stuff. But that's their business. It is truly, in my view, and I've had this argument many times, a victimless crime.
Absolutely.
Now, they want to tie it all the way back. They want to tie it back to human trafficking, right?
Sure.
Which is the false premise that they start with to justify doing something wrong.
That's
so
correct.
They love
to just label every prostitute as a human trafficking victim, and it's so not true. And I thank you for the call, Robert.
Yep,
I appreciate hearing from you. And now, apparently, I had not looked at any Robert Kraft news, but in headlines published this weekend, the spa video has allegedly been leaked and is now up for sale.
And that, by the way, is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, that another reason why you don't want this stuff being videotaped.
Right.
Is because, well, the government can't keep you safe. They can't keep Russians from interfering in your elections. They can't keep drugs
out
of
their
own
evidence.
And you want to give them the power to videotape what goes on in spas now.
Right, and then they can't keep a hold of it because somebody ostensibly has leaked it, and it is now for sale. I don't know if it's on the dark web or who's selling it, some hack group or whatever.
Don't worry, it'll be all over the Internet.
Pornhub will bid on it.
All right, more on the way here. We got a full hour to go. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. Our number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, that's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.